Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Welcome to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Thank you guys for another day of being here. Thank you all for joining in with us, sticking it out with us. Tonight we are going to be talking about the text-related fatalities that we have seen that's on the rise right about now from people texting and not paying attention while they're walking. Too many people are being affected by this. And we're going to also later on in the broadcast, all you sports fans, you know, our boy Monster is back. He's good now. He is ready to talk his thing. All of us Heat fans and Heat haters, we're going to have a ball tonight. So hopefully all of our regular scheduled guests will be coming in. And a little bit later, we're going to be graced with the magical mixes of DJ Domewrecker, Mr. Rodney Williams. You all have been affiliated and acquainted with him, so you know, you never know what he's going to do next. So stay tuned. I'm going to play a little short break, Mr. Marcus Silver's Candy, and as soon as that is over, we will be back and we will get this show started, okay? Be back in three.
In the spot, I got my shine on. Team on the block, we get that grind on. Girls only with that green, so I treat them like I watch, I don't win, cause I ain't got time for them. I got love for my fans, though. Beat it up, she got me bustin' shots like Rambo. Riding nonstop, without handles. Six shift, no automatic, on manual. My team, you know I gotta ride for. Every truck I do, I cup a G4. Boss is crazy, Primo. About to blow up, boom, C4. I'm on a roll, I can't stop it. Swagger on a mill, yo, she's on top of. You mad cause she chose me. And she tastes just like me. My name.
on the beat.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Okay. We are going to start off our segment this evening. We're going to be speaking about the sex-related fatalities that is a rapidly rising problem in America. We are losing a lot of people, and we are having too many injuries. It's way too much, and we have to start trying to come together and find a way to be a little bit more responsible about sexting. Now, every single one of us need texting. In this day and age, no matter how we got around it before, it's realistically, it's become a necessary thing. You know, mothers are on the go, fathers are on the go, corporate people are on the go. You know, you can do everything online now. You can do everything by a touch of a button, a click. We understand all that. But what we have to do is understand that with all this shortened abbreviations and conveniences, we cannot shorten the lifespan by doing things that are irresponsible. And one of the things are texting while you're walking, texting when you're behind the wheel, speaking or checking a text messages while you are on a bike, anything like that, which that should be common sense, but apparently it's not happening that way. So let's start with a very disturbing fact that I looked up today in my research, and there's an article online. It is at Edgar Snyder and Associates is a law firm that represents injured people. And the statistics on this as of 2012, because, you know, of course, 2013 is still going, so they don't have anything out yet. But one of the leading causes of car accidents and car crashes is drivers being distracted and not paying attention to the rules because they're checking their cell phones or their text messages. And I believe that text messaging above cell phone usage is just slightly higher. Okay, and this is not even including Pennsylvania cell phone statistics. So this is pretty high. Okay, 16,000 people were killed in 2010 or injured because of text messaging. Now, these numbers obviously is more to adults. Okay, and even if these are younger adults, they're still in the adult realm, because obviously if it's a car crash, it's people who are old enough to have a license, okay? But now let's look at what's not in the car, because, I mean, common sense would tell you if you're driving a vehicle and you're looking any place other than the road, you're doubling the risk of having an accident. So let's look at the non-vehicular fatalities, okay? We have people that actually have been injured walking and texting. You know, there's a YouTube video, I believe, that was supposed to be funny to people, but a woman was coming out of a very large municipal building. I don't remember which state it was, so please don't quote me. I'm not going to say that. But there was a viral YouTube video where a woman is walking, and she just pretty much slipped and busted a grill, you know, while she's in her business suit and she's rushing. Everybody's rushing and trying to get a quick text out. You really have to stop and look. Now, she fell, I believe, near a water fountain that was in the center, you know, one of those big monumental stone fountain things, in front of a bunch of people. Okay, so she got away with just being a little embarrassed. But let's talk about the injuries. There's a woman with her baby. This is something I witnessed in my neighborhood. This woman has her baby in a stroller, and she's crossing the street because the light just turned green for her, but she fails to understand, or at least by that action she did, that even though you might be doing the right thing, which looking down and texting in the middle of the road, lady, you were not, but walking and texting. But however, say she didn't do that and she just didn't look either way. When you're on the road, whether you're a pedestrian, whether you're a driver, whether you're a biker, you're not just have to make a decision or a smart decision for yourself. You have to think about what the idiots around you would do as well. Speeding, trying to beat a yellow light, you know, trying to get across before they overcalculate what how far you'll get before they get there, these type of things. So you have to think more for than just yourself. So texting and walking, not a very smart thing to do. And now especially when you have a child, whether it's in a stroller, whether it's in a carrier, whether it's on your hand, why would you be walking and texting in the middle of a street you have not completely crossed yet is beyond my understanding. So meanwhile, this young lady, she is texting and walking her baby, and she's holding the stroller with one hand. She's trying to balance these packages. Apparently, she went shopping, and she has the phone in one hand. So for the 3 minutes that it would have taken her to complete the cross across the street safely, okay, she couldn't wait to check that text. Okay? So it's just like a really sad thing, because now this car coming around the bend on a very, very busy intersection, okay, coming around the bend on this busy intersection nearly swiped her and her baby in a stroller. So we have to think smart with texting, because it's a double-edged sword, technology is. The double-edged sword. On one end, it's convenient, it's quick, it's easier. On the other end, it still needs people to operate it. So it's subjected to human error, because a computer can only act on what you put into it. But if you're texting, you have to stop and think, okay, I have my children with me, I'm in a car, I'm on the road in a busy street, I can't pull over and read this text, it's that important, or I can't wait to cross the street safely before I stop and look down. I think I would rather take a person that's annoyed that I stopped or slowed them down walking safely because I decided to pull over or step aside and read a text than I would want it to be splattered all over the middle of a road or be somebody's chalk outline. And not only that, it's irresponsible to those around you. To those around you. There's no text that's that important. There is no text so important that it's at the expense of your life and those around you. And no one should have to suffer who are trying to do the responsible thing because you chose to be irresponsible at that moment. And no matter what the situation is, texting while driving, reading a text while you're waiting at a light about to go, not looking up and completely refocusing yourself on your responsibility as a driver to be safe on the road to others because you're checking a text is irresponsible and it's offensive to others. Because now that one small thing you did, which if you weren't blessed enough to be able to avoid the situation, has caused an injury and, God forbid, a death. Someone got injured. Someone lost their ability to move because they're in a wheelchair. Somebody can't think because they have brain damage. Somebody may not live because of the grief that they have from losing a loved one. And that mother that I spoke to you about that was walking with the baby carriage, if it was her child, maybe it was a nanny. But your focus needs to be first on keeping you safe and keeping people around you safe from harm you may cause. I was trying to get a couple of young people in on this one because, you know, they really don't get the grasp of texting. What's the big deal? That's what they feel. What is the big deal on texting and walking if I don't hurt anybody? The thing is, you will hurt someone. You will hurt someone. If you are looking down and texting, you're going to bump into someone. If you are driving and not fully attentive to the road and the signs and the people that might come out of nowhere, or that child who may have run after a ball that ran the street because he's underestimating or not aware of how quickly your car can come before that he catches that ball. I want to take just a little mini break because I want to come back with a few more articles, and I want to check in on the caller list here that's in. When I get back, ladies and gentlemen, please just take the time to really think and think about someone you know or someone that you've heard of or someone that you witnessed, even if you don't know that person. And think about the worst case scenario every single time you see that. Because even though it may not have happened this time, the next time that person may not be so blessed. Or that person may be in line for a lesson that needs to be learned based on their actions. And that lesson may not come to the person themselves. It may come to a victim of something that happened because of what they were negligent with. I would like to play this amazing group once again. Libra, six young men and women trying to keep their head up in this negative, hard, peer pressure world. Young people keeping their head above the negativity in music and in uplifting the Lord in their music. So once again, this is Libra. I will be all right. I'll be back in five.
What do I say?
What do I say?
When the tears just won't stop.
When the tears won't stop.
Seems like I'm climbing a mountain.
Climbing Mount Sorrow.
It feels like the top.
And it feels like the top.
Where's the joy?
Where is my paradise? I just lift my hands and say,
You're listening to On the Edge.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. That's an amazing song by an amazing group. This is Livra. There's six young men and women in Queens, New York. They're doing their thing, spreading the word of the Lord, trying to keep themselves positive above all the negativity and the blocks and obstacles that this society has given our young people now. I have a caller coming in that I would like to have join in on this conversation, and I really would like for her to give her great insight all the time. Hang on with me as I bring her in. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, this is Lady Diamond.
Hi, Lady Diamond. She's our co-host, Elaine Nieves.
Yes.
This is our situation. Our topic tonight is sex-related fatalities. Do you believe that sex-related fatalities are a big problem now?
Oh, yes, it is a big problem right now. I mean, ever since sex education came out, it's like everything's out of hand right now. It's like talking at home is no longer a thing anymore. It's a thing of the past. So now everybody has to check. It's like an emergency. Everything's an emergency. They have to check. They have to answer everything. So, yeah, it's a huge problem, especially with the young kids. I mean, it's a huge problem.
Have you experienced anything like that?
Well, no, I mean, I haven't experienced anything like that at all. I mean, my daughter, she's only 10 years old. Myself, whenever I check, I stop and I put the phone away because, yeah, then I'll get into a habit of I'll continue texting until the point that I just forget everything that's around me and I end up getting hit by a car or bumping into someone and dropping my phone. So I always put my phone away after a while.
Hello? Yeah, we got you back. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, we lost you for a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were saying that you put your phone away and...
No, I put my phone away. I mean, whenever I'm, like, walking the street, especially with my daughter, I have to put my phone away. It could be an emergency text, not even at times. I put it away because I never know. My daughter, she's aware of crossing the street, but I don't trust her yet. She's only 10 years old. So I can't trust her yet to be crossing the street. She looked both ways for me. But I won't continue texting until I'm stopping. I sit in the corner, or I'm sitting on the bench, and then I'll text away. But otherwise, while I'm crossing the street, or even if I'm driving, I won't text. It's dangerous. It's too dangerous.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I have been in a situation where I have almost been run down because of car. And the thing was, I was with my children crossing. Where I live, there's a very busy four-way intersection, and the lights actually stop. You know, one side first, the next side, then the next side. And the thing is that the ones because the lights are so short in increments, they're short interim time frames before the next one changes for the opposite side. The ones that get it try to beat that light before they get the red, so they come speeding around this edge, and they don't really care whether there are pedestrians there or not. They have to stop so short. But in one particular instance, there was a older guy, too. It wasn't a senior citizen by any chance, but you could say he was in his 40s. And he's looking down while he's speeding around this thing. And if it wasn't that, I had to grab my children back. It was like about an inch away.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
And that's one. And then there's another situation where I see that has nothing to do with walking and texting or driving and texting. People get so caught up in their text messages.
I haven't seen driving and texting. Yeah, I've seen walking and texting. I've seen talking on the phone and walking at the same time. And people still don't watch where they're going, you know. But I haven't seen driving and texting. That's a new one.
Driving and texting, not so much that they're sending a text, but they're... It's not so much that these drivers are sending texts while they're driving. They're checking texts that are coming in. while they're driving. And usually what happens is they're looking down when they think they didn't get the light yet or they're still at a red light. And then when they look up and realize that the light's green, they're still trying to check that text or put that text out while they're still putting their foot on the gas and keeping it moving. You know, like they can reorientate themselves after that. That can't happen. But the other one of the other things I've seen that also causes problems is this. A lot of parents or caretakers or adults are in parks or in public areas and they're busy looking at their little kids are running around. Their little kids are running around either in the supermarkets, in the parks, and they're not really looking up to watch. They're so absorbed in whatever's coming through. So before that, they have time to have a good room window of opportunity to stop something that could be happening. By the time they look up, it's almost too late or damage has been done. So we do have an obligation to minimize the risk of this happening. And one of the things that is happening is we are not saying anything. There are laws out against driving and texting, but of course they've got to be caught first. There was rules about having text-free, you know, hands-free driving, otherwise you can't talk on yourself. And there are people that don't honor it, but like, once again, you have to get caught before this applies to you. You have to get caught before this applies to you.
That is right. I mean, I see a lot of caretakers that, yes, they have they're texting on the cell phone, in their own conversation, in their own world, and they have a child running around, going crazy in the park, and they're not actually watching what the child is doing. You know, they're just in their own world of texting and on a cell phone talk. They have no idea what's going on. And if something bad happens, they're clueless of what happened, when it happened. So, it's ridiculous. I mean, this day and age, forget it. I mean, technology has taken over everything. I mean, kind of to the point that, I mean, we said it years back before the computer started to get bigger, before the internet started to become more popular, you know, that the computers are going to take over the world. And no, everybody was skeptical about it, saying, I know that's impossible. Computers are not going to take over the world, but they're still going to need people, right? They're still going to need people, but people are using it right now. Like, for example, I'm on the phone right now. My daughter's going to catch with me, okay? She's going to talk to me, and I'm multitasking right now, but I'm looking at her too. I want to see every movement that she's doing. And I mean, that's my example right there. I'm using my phone right now, so I catch with her. But she's in front of me too, compared to someone else who's in their own world, texting and talking at the same time, not knowing what the child is doing. You know,
that's
technology has taken over.
Technology has taken over. I mean, in New York City, you can barely find a token booth clerk anymore. So, and when the ones that you do see are busy on their cell phones, it's really a bad thing. And, you know, I have nothing against text messaging. It has helped quite a bit because you can say one or two words and it means everything. Then again, at the same time, if that's all you're counting on, if that's all you can do, you're lost in other areas. But I'm starting to believe that the abbreviated communications of texting is starting to abbreviate lifespans because people are so...
Yes,
it has.
Yes, it has. And exactly the point, like you said, I mean, LOL, LMFAO. BTF, DF, GF, you know? It's like a whole bunch of lingos that I have no clue what they're saying.
Yeah, people...
To understand it, SMH. The text lingo has, like, gotten to the point that no one knows how to spell anymore.
Nobody knows what how to say the whole words anymore. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So I guess that when you go and you try to negotiate what just took place with a car accident that you were involved in, you're going to have to start doing text admin. You know?
Yep.
But it's a very, very scary problem because you do kind of need texting when you're in a meeting, when you're running, when you got to catch a bus, when you got to do whatever. You kind of do need it. But on the other hand, you don't need to be absorbed in it. That's the problem. And people are absorbed to the point of forgetting what's around them, forgetting what they need to do first. These things, technology is supposed to enhance and improve the quality of your life, which means your life is your first priority for preservation.
That's right.
You know, and everybody's getting caught up more into the conveniences of things. And in fact, what it's doing is it's causing exponential problems all around. Meaning that I have to sit here and watch you let your kid run over to another baby carriage to pull it down while you're not seeing this because you're sitting on a park bench texting. I have to worry that you didn't see the fact that you just ran a red light. You know, you just came around the corner because you were looking down at a text message that came in. Rather than waiting, knowing that you heard your text tone and pulling over at the safest spot and then reading your text. I have to worry that you're going to bump into me, my packages, my children, my carriage, because you're texting and walking.
Oh, yep, that's right. I've seen it all the time. I work in Broadway. I work in the fashion district, and I see that all the time. You see the top executives on the phone texting away, walking, looking down, and they keep on walking, and they're right into me. I'm sorry. I hate to say it, but I'm a pain. I walk right into them purposely just for them to understand that what they're doing is wrong. And it's saying, when they get upset at me, well, I'm sorry, you're not right to where you're going. You're looking at your phone, not where you're going, you know? And they get offended by that.
That is absolutely true. Because it's so funny that the perpetrators of this action actually act like you should be watching where you're going.
Exactly.
And you're like, hello, I was walking. Well, if you were walking, you should have saw me. No, you should be looking and seeing me too, especially in Manhattan, New York. Manhattan, New York is like China. It is packed and packed and packed. You can barely get a breathe. You got to rub an elbow to move an elbow. You got to hit an ankle to move a knee. I mean, you know, hello. You have no time to be looking down and texting. People, I was at an event with Barry Mason and on my way to the lounge where the event was going to be taking place down in downtown Manhattan. There are people standing there waiting for the light to change in the crosswalk. That are still looking down when the light was about to change in the walking the pedestrian's favor. Are you serious? And meanwhile, while they're doing that, the cars that got the light with us are busy trying to fit their way into whatever space opens up in the crowd of people across the street.
Okay.
Okay.
Now imagine,
I was saying that even those workers that are required to report to their bosses via text while they're on the road needs to wait until it's safe. This is absolutely, it's ridiculous. And if that's starting to kill you more than getting shot or murder rates or high blood pressure or whatever, if there's more risk in something happening to you based on someone being distracted by a text or a cell phone call,
rather than
people, the way it seems to be going in this society is they never know how to approach a problem with a solution that doesn't eliminate the good about the situation, meaning that texting, cell phone, digital technology, all of these things are a definite necessary improvement and enhancement. But when people who abuse the situation make it a big problem, now they want to cut it out altogether or put bans on the good part of it. The thing is, you need to start strategizing and preventing up front, be proactive, not reactive. If you're hearing enough complaints about this, you need to put a firm law down and make sure that there are support systems in place to enhance that law.
Nobody should
be in the middle of a crosswalk looking down at their cell phone while they're walking in the middle of a crosswalk.
Exactly. No one should be, you know, walking, crossing the street, crossing the road, walking the sidewalk. You know, if you're going to be texting, I mean, my opinion, if you're going to be texting, fine. Then go to the side and stay there until you're done texting and say, listen, I'll get back to you later. No big deal. Not that much of an emergency. You know, I mean, remember back then, but there was no cell phone, no texting. Most of us just, you know, phone at home. Nobody knew anybody's business. Nobody knew anybody's business. Once you can find out someone's business, you talk to them face-to-face or over the phone at home. Now it's like 24-7, you know the person's business. 24-7, you have to know the person's business. You have to know everybody's business. It's like a huge, you know, a huge, what we call a frontier, you know what I mean? It's a huge, like, conversation that will never stop. And people just, like, love to be in everybody's business. And on top of that, business is being done over text. If I want a job interview, then send me a text. You know, no one knows how to talk on the phone anymore. It's ridiculous. Now the rate of, you know, accidents happening during driving has happened. And it's, where it's just far more dangerous now. I mean, check on me. People just have to be more responsible, and they're not. Nobody's responsible anymore. Nobody knows about common sense anymore. Common sense is out of the question. There's no such thing as common sense anymore, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And tomorrow, we're actually going to do a follow-up to the texting, but not from a different angle. I want to speak about, just what we were mentioning and briefly here, how text messaging is actually taken away from, you know, the kids thinking, and it's minimizing a lot of what they're doing. They become independent on robotic, computerized things and shortened things, and nobody's really learning much anymore. You know, it's not, they're not using their brain, and their brains are not being exercised because everything's done for them now.
That's right.
Okay, everything's done for them. I believe I have a caller. Let me just check to make sure, because it's a little weird. Okay, one second.
Okay.
Hi, Corey, you're on the air. Okay, that's not, we lost them.
But that's not.
It was flashing in and out, so. But that's the one thing that I was speaking about. In text messaging while driving, while walking, while sitting in the park, it's causing a very high number of fatalities. And when it's starting to become almost as prominent as murder, as heart attacks, as being hit by a car, as having car, it's ridiculous. It's time to do something.
Right.
In 2010 alone, there were 16,000 text-related injuries, deaths, fatalities.
That's ridiculous.
That's really... Okay.
That's
yeah.
Crazy.
Sweetheart, there's a caller coming in, so hang on a minute.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to On the Edge. You on the air?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, it's Megan.
Oh, hi,
Megan. My name's Megan. Yeah, I'm good.
I was listening
and hearing what everybody was saying about, like, people getting hurt and dying, and it was, like, so, like, you can understand, like, if all you have to do is put your phone away, what is, like, so important that you have to look at your phone at that exact moment when you're crossing a street? There are cars coming, and I don't think people remember, but cars are, like, a ton. Like, they will hurt, you will die if you get hit by a car. I don't, like, it's something that people should know. If it comes and it hits you, you're not Superman. You're not going to walk away from it without getting hurt, you know? You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah,
the phone will not save you. It's not kryptonite. It's not a shield.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I would like you, Megan, to tell us your age group. You don't have to reveal how old you are. Just tell me, what age group are you in?
I'm a teenager, 14 to 18.
There you go. This is a wise teenager talking about sense and sensibility. And let me explain this to you. As commonsensible as it appears, as obvious and conspicuous as it seems, there are people, and quite a large number of people, that don't think that reasonably. I mean, it's like there's like something in that text is vital to their lifespan and not the fact that they need to protect themselves from being hit by a car.
It's a really serious problem to understand. I mean, and it's not even, it's just those, it's always like that. It's that one group of people who make things different for everyone else. If those people who, you see these commercials that come up, this was the last text that my sister sent me before she died in a car crash, and you see the text just said, I'm driving, or I'm doing this. What does that, it's something like, there's no, everyone has a type of sense. You should know. Maybe if I'm driving, I should look at the road so I can see what I am, like, what's in my direction. I should know where I am. You're not supposed to be talking to anyone because you might just get hurt. Self-preservation is supposed to be one of the key things for a human being. You should not worry about, like, what is somewhere in the future. You need to worry about now.
Absolutely. Young lady, that was a very wise thing to say. And I will say this. It doesn't seem like those type of commercials scare people. I mean, they do it with cigarette smoking. They do it with drugs.
Yeah.
And people look at that and it scares them for a second, but they're back off from doing it. But in this particular respect, it just can kill others, not just you or your health. And the other thing is, that long before text messaging even existed, DMV has a rule, period, that if for you to qualify to get a license, not only do you need to show us that you can operate the vehicle, but you need to show us that you've got awareness of what's around you, but not just what's in front of you. So that means that when we hand you this license, you have signed a contract stating that you promise to be out there and keep your eyes on the road, and that your first mission as a driver is to be safe to yourself and others. That's why there are such high imposed penalties when you're caught about texting or doing anything that could hurt another person. That's why a moving violation costs points and a fine off your license, because moving violations hurt other people. A parked car is just a nuisance.
That's absolutely right. It's important to understand that there are actual really strong consequences and implications that come if you hit someone and you survive and the other person is dead. Do you think that you're going to get away scot-free? No, you're going to jail for, like, manslaughter because you mowed a person down. It's as bad as a hit and run.
Absolutely.
You know? It's a serious problem.
See, we're coming down on the last 3 minutes of this segment, so this is the thing that I want to say. The first thing is, you and your age group, you can be an advocate for that. You can encourage your friends and say it in whatever cool, hip way you teens say it to each other, because I think that if people your age see that you're sounding like the corny adults, but you're serious and you practice what you preach, you can be the first person that can start making a difference. And even if you get one person to listen to what you say, that's a big difference and a big step. Elaine, Lady Diamond, you still with us? Hello? Okay. I don't think she's connecting well. Lady Diamond, are you with us? Okay.
I'm here. Sorry, I kept on getting cut off.
One of the things that you mentioned that is a first step toward it is when you see people that's about to walk into you, maybe not so aggressively push them in, but, yeah, a little bump, something to that effect to get their mind or their attention. Because,
right.
You know, it is something that can happen, and if it takes one small move to make one big difference, then we need to do that. But it's just like with our children, we can never stop. There's always going to be someone that's going to continue to do it. There's always going to be somebody who continues to feel that as long as I wasn't caught, if you know what, the cat's away, the mice are going to play. So I would appreciate, young lady, I would like to have you back on a follow-up show, because tomorrow I will be talking about the effects of texting on people's thinking and actions and on their education as well. And I think that you are a very articulately spoken person. And you relayed and expressed your thoughts pretty clearly. So if you are available tomorrow, call in same time, please share your thoughts as well, okay?
I will, Thomas.
All right. I will have to go to break now, and the next segment you're going to hear is going to be Welcome to the Stage with DJ Domewrecker. And we were going to be graced with his music. I will be back in 5. Right now, let's take a listen to... Who we have today? You know what? Let's make a statement, Mr. Jadakiss, once more. Mr. Jadakiss and Anthony Hamilton asking all these politicians why. Why? Answer all his questions. I'll be back in 5.
Survive as it relates to across America.
Dead real. Yo, why is Jadakiss as hard as it gets? Why is the industry designed to keep the artists in debt? And why them dudes ain't riding if they party a set? And why they never get it popping but they party to death? Yeah, and why they gonna give you life for a murder? Turn around, only give you 8 months for a burner. Going down, why they selling people CDs for under a dime? And if it's all love, daddy, why you come with your nine? Why my homies ain't get that cake? Why is the brother up north better than Jordan that ain't get that break? Why you in stack instead of trying to be fly? Why is ratting at an all-time high? Why
why are you even alive? Why they kill Tupac and Chris? Why at the bar you don't take straight shots instead of popping Chris? Why them bullets have to hit that door? Why did Kobe have to hit that raw? Why he kissed that raw? Why? Ferrari, why you take that bike? Why they gotta open your package and read your mail? Why they stop letting brothers get degrees in jail? Why you gotta do 85% of your time? And why do rappers lie in 85% of their rhyme? Why a brother always want what he can't have? Why I can't come through in the pecan jack? Why they crack have to hit so hard even though it's almost over? Why people can't get no jobs? Why they come up with the witness protection? Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. Why sell in the stores what you could sell in the streets? Why say the hottest shit but be selling the least? Why? Let a white man pop her to get an Oscar. Why Denzel have to be crooked before he took it? Why they didn't make the CL6 with a clutch? And if you don't smoke, then why the hell you reaching for my Dutch? Why rap? Because I need airtime. Why be on the curb with a wild lie? I need a bear sign. Why all the young brothers is dying? Because they moms at work, they pops are gone, they living with iron. Why they ain't give us a cure for AIDS? Why my diesel have fiends in the spot on the floor for days? Why you screaming like it's a slug? It's only the hawk. Why my buzz in LA ain't like it is in New York? Why they forcing you to be hard? Why ain't you a thug by choice? Why the whole world love my voice? Why I try to tell them that it's the flow, son? And you know why they made the new 20s? Because I got all my old ones. That's why.
Yes, indeed, and this is Welcome to the Stage. My name is Rodney Williams, also known as DJ Domreka. That is Domewrecka. And Welcome to the Stage is a segment of On the Edge with Katie Barnett and Friends that is presented to you twice a week, where I go ahead and get on the turntables, the one and twos, start whipping out the vinyl platters. That's records for those who don't know that I'm talking about. Records, when I say vinyl, and it's a hot day. Well, actually, right now it's probably not that hot because it is the evening, but it's been a wonderful weekend. So it's Father's Day weekend. I had a great time seeing my kids, chatting with my kids. Shout outs to all six: Tatiana, Hallie, Haley, Olivia, Brandon, and Janessa, and to the grandbaby Quincy. So today we're going to go ahead and jump into some house music. I got some interesting tracks for you guys. A couple of things you might be familiar with, and of course a couple of things you might not. So without further ado, let's go ahead and drop it on the one. Yes, indeed, and this is
all right, that's free.
Thank you.
All right, now, so that was fun. Once again, this is Welcome to the Stage. My name is Rodney Williams, also known as DJ Domereka. That's DomeWreCka. If you want to reach me via email, I can be found at soundworksmediainc@gmail.com. Also, you should check out my podcast site. That is www.mixcloud.com/Domereka. Once again, DomeWreCka. Let's go ahead and run down the playlist for tonight. Started off with James Ingram, Lean On Me, The Masses at Work mix from 2001 on MAW Records. Followed up with Donnie's Cloud 9, the remix done by the incredible Quentin Harris. A-Marie, it's very rare that people talk about any house mixes of tracks that A-Marie has done, but this is actually a remix of her hit Talking to Me. This is the Red Label remix, came out back in 2002. Very slept on house track. And I finished things off with a little MJB, Mary J. Blige, Deep Inside, the Hex Hector remix. Very energetic, very powerful mix to play. I don't play that record out too often, so I decided to take that out. Once again, you can reach me, soundworksmediainc@gmail.com. Check out the podcast site, mixcloud.com/DomeWreCka. And I'd like to thank you very much for listening tonight to Welcome to the Stage. And I will see you soon. Take care.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Welcome back, everybody. We are going to head right up into this fourth segment. Miles is coming in just a little bit. So I'm going to start. The heat went down last night happily ever after for us. It ain't over, we know, but I doubt, and I will tell you straight up, they are not leaving San Antonio winners. So for those of you Heat fans that's been talking mad nonsense, when your team was up and winning, and quiet as a cat, as a church mouse, when they went down last night, that's it. Y'all all know we will be having our little regularly scheduled necklace in here coming in soon. Oh, as a matter of fact, we got our first one. Let's go in. Are you on the air? Hello? Okay. Well, all I can say is last night's color was green, and the shade was Danny Green. So we definitely had a ball as a Spurs rooters. Danny Green did nothing but swish, 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 vroom, swish. I don't think the Heat saw him coming. That's number one. Tony Parker did a slide down the middle drive and wham, slam. But then we have Ginobili. Ginobili, I don't think they can count him quick enough. They couldn't see him coming. They couldn't see him going. Who was that mass dunker? As it stands right now, we are at 3-2 advantage for the Spurs. Happy-go-lucky with that, because I could tell you right now, I can't stand the Heat. I can't stand the Heat. I'll say it loud and proud. I don't like them. For you Heat fans out there, I'm waiting on you. Come on in. Come on in with it. And I believe that we have, No, we got disconnected again. What's going on with you people? You Heat fans calling in and dropping off before I can answer you. All right. Look who we got here. Mr. Miles is back in action. Let's go.
Yo, what's good, folks? It's your boy, Master Miles. You know how we do usually. But my fault for missing the day. Had to take care of personal stuff. But I'm back, ready to cut the Heat's behinds like usual. But before we get to the finals talk, what is going on with both New York teams right now? For baseball, who knows? Yankees have been going down like there's no tomorrow. They're supposed to be number one right now. I don't know what's going on. Well, Mets, I expect that from because, well, they're irrelevant. There are nobodies right now. And let's talk about this whole Victor Cruz situation with the Giants. He finally signed his 1 year for them. They were ready to slash it down to only $630,000 for him. In a way, I think the Giants were hoping he wasn't going to sign right on time, but he was being smart about it and decided to sign it right away. He's a Giant. Hopefully they come through with a long-term contract for him. We need it. Football season next, so y'all know I'm going to be definitely bashing every football team except for the Giants. All right, so now for the lovely finals going on right now. Who won last night? All my Heat fans, y'all won, right? Y'all won? Nah, oops, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the other game, sorry. They lost last night. LeBron sucked. How do you miss a dunk? You're supposed to be number one in the NBA. Supposed to be the next MJ, really? You miss a dunk like that? And then you're going to run like a little girl and try to get a foul? Seriously? Come on now. This is the NBA. Go to the WNBA for that mess. Anyway, you probably wouldn't make it in the WNBA. You'd probably get kicked out right away. Bosch has a better chance in the WNBA before you. Jeez, I'm sick of y'all Heat fans. Honestly. Y'all make the Heat look like they're gods. They're not. They're human. They suck. Bosch needed a mouth guard, keep his mouth shut last night. Wade is the only player I'll respect because he's a humble player. Bosch, who knows where he was? I don't care. He probably looking for LeBron in the locker room later on. LeBron, on the other hand, don't know what was going on. Okay, folks, we got callers on the line. Hopefully they Heat bashers. I love it. Hello, caller, you on the line? Hello, caller, you on the line?
Guess not.
Hello?
I don't think so, man.
Hello? 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 Caller? Well, I guess they'll be back, so hopefully more people call in. So,
I want to hear from Heat fans.
Exactly, yeah. Y'all Heat fans are mad quiet. Y'all supposed to be like, yeah, he number one. No.
Yeah, we're going to try again.
Okay, we're going to try again, folks. Hold on real quick. Caller, you on the line? You on the air? Caller? Okay, so I guess there's trouble with the phone line right now. Sorry, folks. But like I was saying, though, where the Heat fans at? Y'all like crickets right now. Y'all think they're going to win game six. They ain't going nowhere. We know what's going to happen unless they pay off the refs again. It's not going to be the first time they've done it. But hopefully it'll be their last. They could go sit down, go to Russia, get some training in, go do something with your lives. Don't be like, just take a break from basketball. Y'all need help. And I'm hearing Green is knocking down threes like there's no tomorrow. Ginobili, that's the homie right there. He got 24 points last night and 10 rebounds. That's the game we needed from him. We needed that from him every game, but I'm proud of him for that. Also, Ray Allen, where you at, homie? Where you at? You supposed to be the record holder for most threes during a playoff or whatever, but you're not anymore. Sorry. Deuces, homie. Go. You should have stayed with the Celtics. I mean, they didn't get far, but at least they could go down with some pride in themselves. You're not going to go down with any pride because y'all about to get go sit down at home now and watch Duncan get his fifth ring as he retires. And he's going to be looking at y'all like, yo, I beat y'all in the finals. Also, LeBum. Duncan can say he beat you not once, but twice. He took two rings from you. That's more rings than you have right now. You just got one. Even though we know you paid that off real easily. It's going down, though. Where all the Heat fans at? Like, y'all talk mad smack on the social media.
When they're winning.
When y'all are winning. Be respectable people and just admit y'all are not the best team. Please do that for yourselves. Like, y'all are making yourselves look like fools right now because who got blown out last night? Well, not blown out. They got beat by 10. But still, it's better than what we got beat by plenty of times. Heat have not won two consecutive games at all. Last time they won was against the Bulls, two in a row. That says a lot about y'all Heat. Batty there, don't care. You're irrelevant. Miller, go sit your monkey behind down with all your tattoos and looking like the next Teen Wolf. Who else is there? Chalmers. You're another irrelevant player. Like, you're nobody. The big three. Go join them, even though you're not going to even make four. Oh, thank you. We got a caller right now. So hold on, folks. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. It's hysterical. You're back in Heat again, huh?
Of course. That's who I am. I wouldn't be me.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like the main attraction, the batch of Heat. Wait, did they win? No, right?
No, they didn't at all.
Did they win? They were smashed.
They were
they
smashed,
got, they
right?
got smacked around.
I figured that. That is all that.
Nah, but I think Bosch enjoyed that beating, so he gets another group hug with his team, so that's what he's looking forward to.
Yeah.
They got bashed, washed, and tapped. It was nice.
Well, what was it? Didn't you have like a Heat fan that was on the air before? What happened to him?
I don't know. He just said seven words and then disappeared.
Was it exactly seven words?
Yeah.
Oh shoot.
I don't think Heat fans could count past one.
Oh wow.
Because that's the only ring LeBron has right now. So.
Yeah, that's true. It's hysterical. When I heard that he just said a word, that's all he had to say. I mean, come on. He has said he could send his team a little better than that. That sucks.
No, they need a miracle right now, but that miracle is not going to happen for them. It's not their year.
Nah. I guess we'll see next year. Let's see what happens.
Hopefully they don't make it next year, though. I'm praying that another team will just wipe them out.
They're gonna be seeing for the next year.
I'm getting sick of seeing the Heat in the finals. Like, hopefully they play fair next year.
Hey, you wanna see what I can do? All right. seeing green all night. Green blurs.
But do you have any words for all these lovely Heat fans out there?
No, not really. I'm just not a Heat fan. What can I say? You know, I mean, the Heat is. I really have nothing to say about the Heat. I really don't have anything to say. I would really like for that fan to call again so I can say something to him. You know.
Oh no, nah, he's scared.
I know he's scared. I mean, he knows that, you know, he got beat. He got beat. He really got beat.
Exactly. All the Heat fans are scared right now. Like, they're like, oh, no, who's going to win the next game? We need to win.
Well, I don't understand all of the Heat talking. LeBron's the best in the business. They ain't a team like them. They ain't nothing. But they only say that when they come off of a win game. Like, game two to game three was, you know, hey, yeah, that's the best. I'll say it again. They're the best team in town. I saw all this. And my last little visitor from the Heat side of the family, he talked mess all through the day. Whoever comes against my team, they're going to get it. He came in, said 7 words, and said it. So I'm not hearing nobody. We're welcoming the challenge, people. Bring it on.
Yeah, it's like that's kind of getting boring that, you know, we're back to the Heat and there's no, you know, pure blood Heat fan out there that will actually defend their team out there. I mean, all right, come and talk about the Giants around here. Come and talk about the Jets. Talk about, you know, well, the Jets are, you know, I really don't like that much. But, you know, come and talk about the Yankees. Or, you know, well, I can't even say the Mets. I'm sorry, I'm not a Mets fan either. But, you know, come talk, and I got something to say about it, you know. So that if there's no one out there that could defend the team, at least the Miami Heat. But I forgot, yeah, Miami, they don't have good teams over there anyway.
Oh, yeah, nah. All they got is the Dolphins, and I don't even think they got a baseball team. Oh, yeah, Dolphins, we all know that. That's why I guess they were hoping the Heat would win another ring.
You got the Miami Dolphins. Well, now there's the Florida Marlins. Marlins. You forgot about
them. Thank you. Yeah.
But
that's kind of sad there.
I can't say much because they did beat the Mets like a week ago or so, right? So I can't even say they suck now.
No, I can still say they suck because they're both irrelevant teams. I'm sorry. Mets are like another Jets. They get all this publicity for what? No reason. They need to just go sit down.
Yeah, I feel that anything – I haven't heard any team in Miami that's great.
Yeah,
I think they have a hockey team down there.
Ooh, if they had a hockey team, that'd be bad.
I think they'll have the worst hockey team down there. So whatever, you know. I mean, they just have they have basketball, football, baseball, and that's it, right? That's all they could get.
Exactly.
I guess it's too hot to have a hockey team over there. Maybe roller hockey, you know, but that's it.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, also, they may feel like they're going to lose money because they're losing money this year because, like you said, Dolphins are irrelevant in the NFL. They never win anything.
No, they haven't.
And
all they
now
have
they're
a Dolphin. That's the cutest thing they ever have on them, a Dolphin. They have nothing there.
When was the last time the Marlins went to the World Series?
I don't remember.
And won. Exactly.
Maybe we could go back to 1980-something. That was probably when the last time they went to the World Series.
I wouldn't be surprised on that one.
Look it
and
up.
Then you got the Heat, who just went two times to
up.
The finals.
Look it up. When was the last time the Florida Marlins were Florida or are they Miami Marlins now?
Wait, they're Miami Marlins?
Yeah, they're Miami Marlins now, right?
See, they need to go sit down. Like, really, go sit Florida. Get better teams.
Better teams? Just don't have no teams down there. Florida is always a state that has an undecided, you know, anything. They're always indecisive about the voting. They're indecisive about everything, especially about the team. So forget about it.
But not. I think the Heat gets to them, so that's the only reason why they suck right now.
Yeah.
Okay, really interesting debate with a Heat fan today.
who did the little LeBron James cheerleading. He is the next Michael Jordan. You did see the way he came and he did
that?
Yeah. Okay,
Michael Jordan
listen.
Is a businessman.
You know what? To be fair, you know who I would give a little bit of credit for Michael Jordan's mannerisms or style in the Heat? Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
Because Dwayne Wade will do his stuff and will keep a straight face and he'll sit down and that's it. LeBron needs to blow his own hot air and wave his own banner. And let me tell you, Jordan knew that it took skill, craft, and magic to get up there, and he did it. He knew he had all of it. And he also had the values of the game. And as much as that sounds like a broken record, ain't nothing, no sportsmanship, there's no class, no craft, no passion like the old-time NBA. And I'll tell you that now, and I'm not even an old-timer. I will tell you that now. All these youngins are just a fraction of what the old-timers used to be.
And they're not even talent. They're not even talent.
And they're not even
You go back to the old NBA where Michael Jordan was playing, Charles Barkley. You go way back, you know, I mean, they were talent. They were pure talent. And, you know, rules didn't apply to anything. They knew what the hell they were doing.
Here's one more reason why LeBron will never beat MJ. MJ wouldn't have lost no games.
That's right.
There would be no 3-2. We'd be swept. I don't know
what
to tell you. He sat down and got pissed off and ran off and said, foul me, so I can get my chance back at the free throw line. And missed one of two. They heard three things last night, swoosh, dunk, and green. Swoosh, dunk, green. That's it. What color is it? Green. What shade? Danny green. That's what I'm going to tell you. Mano a mano. The only thing that was different in color yesterday was that black piece of crap in Bosch's mouth. That's what was going on. That was it. They don't know nothing. They can't do nothing. And they ain't leaving San Antonio with no ring. That's all I could tell you. All right? Hold on. Hey, Miles.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I just looked up the whole Florida Marlins for you and everything. Surprisingly, the last time they won was 10 years ago.
Who?
They actually won in 2003.
Who?
The Marlins.
Really?
Yeah, I was shocked. I was shocked myself.
Wow. They won in 2003?
Yeah. They won in 97 and 2003.
Holy crap. You're right. Oh, man. I forgot all about this. That shows how much I don't care.
See, that says a lot about the Florida teams. They
I remember Boston winning. Yeah, I remember because they went against the Yankees. Yeah, I remember that. If it was a Mets that one year, they won like an 86 somewhere around there. You know, I remember that. But in Marlins, I really don't care.
No one really cares about Florida teams, but I think they all have something in common. They're not winning anything relevantly right now in the fact that their numbers stop at 2 or 1. That says a lot. That's not good for your state. You're supposed to be. Yes, that's her. But you see how low these numbers are. They should not have teams.
How many championships have they won?
Oh,
how many
he probably
won? One?
Wait, hold on. I'm about to look that up right now.
Yeah, look it up, please. How many
I really
want to
know this, too.
The Dolphins win. I don't remember the Dolphins winning a championship anytime around this millennium. So.
I know they won last year, and I think they won like in 06 and 07.
Oh, so they're doing better than the Heat thing.
Yeah.
I say we need to make it to game 7.
They used Patriot players and Giant players to join in on the Dolphins so they could win. Gotcha. Now I know how they did it.
But, like, they already say the NBA is rigged this year because of the fact it's been game 1 Spurs, game 2 Miami, game 3 Spurs, and then it just keeps on going back and forth, and they're saying that Game 7 is going to be the real test for both Miami and the Spurs. They're not counting past two. No, they're not counting past one.
They only have one?
No, LeBum has one, but with the Heat. The Heat probably have way more than him, like probably two, three. Exactly. No, you got one good player on there, and that's Wade. That's the only real player I respect on that team.
Yeah, that's a good player.
And then you got Miss Bosh on the side, and you got LeBum. Nah, you said it, Christina Bosh, right there. I think so. Nah, but that's...
What?
Hold on, now I'm going to let her repeat it for you.
We got 30 seconds left, Dwayne.
Oh, we do.
Nah, but that's Bosh's favorite part, the group hugs. Like, that's why he tells them to huddle all the time. Like, you don't necessarily have to huddle like that all the time.
Going back to LeBron and Michael Jordan, and I discussed this with one person, like a few days ago, and we both agreed to it. I'm like, you know, LeBron James will never be like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, he's a businessman, and he's a very good businessman. Look at all those Jordan figures that is out there and still running to this day, even after retirement. You know, he's still running something. The clothing line, everything. He's also doing the Hanes commercials. I mean, that is one smart businessman. Even away from the court, he's sitting in sidelines just watching everything. I mean, he is one great businessman. And LeBron, he can't even get to that point. At all. He can't even start it off. If they come up with a LeBron, you know, sneakers, then I'll say, okay, maybe he's starting something new. But he cannot, you know, take over Jordan. That's an industry right there. That is a copyright industry. What are they calling it? LeBron, you know, LeBron sneakers? It makes no sense.
No, LeBron, like you said, though, Jordan's a great businessman, and he sells all his stuff. How much stuff has LeBron sold?
He knows who to catch.
What? Like, LeBron stuff is irrelevant in my generation, I think, because I don't see people going out buying his stuff except for the jersey.
Yeah, that's it.
And
that's why he has a jersey. Exactly.
Exactly. And then that's when you see everybody jumping on that Miami Heat bandwagon. You did not see as many.
Let's see him retire his number.
Exactly.
Let's see him retire his number. Let's see. I mean, most likely they will. But let's see. And how, you know, what kind of business aspect does he have? Which he quite does not have. He doesn't have a good agent for that. Come on. I mean, if you have a Jordan agent, then I say, oh, you know what? Let's see how far he goes with this. But
wait, hold on. We have
another
caller?
Oh, really?
We possibly have another caller.
I got to hear this.
All right. Hello, caller. You on the air? Hello? Okay, never mind, man. We're having technical difficulties. Nah, it was probably a Heat fan. They got scared. They're like, oh, snap. Let me go. Let's see if they win tomorrow's game. Then I could call
in. Not even a Heat fan. Probably a Florida fan, so forget about it.
Miami's scared, though. Like, you could tell LeBum over there, he looked stressed out last night after that loss.
Yeah.
And he's afraid of Tim Duncan. You know it. Like, he already got that one ring taken away from him, so.
LeBron, give me that ring.
Oh, no. We already know who's going to win tomorrow.
He said, LeBron, go by. Get away. Get out of my way, boy. Swish.
All I heard was gazoom, pop. All I know is they see
being little green monsters now.
Oh, no, nah, that's the thing. That's what the Heat need to do. They need to try to block the threes, but that ain't going to happen for them.
No.
Well, maybe they should stop chasing Mike and start chasing the ring.
Now, you didn't hear that Michael Jordan made a deal with LeBron for a second ring? He got to pay him like $3 million for his one of his. So we know he ain't getting it. Michael Jordan offered his ring to him.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, I'm cracking up from a healthy place over here.
Bye-bye,
LeBron.
Oh, no, like I said, we got to play deuces when he lose. We got to play the full version for them.
Oh, this is sad. It's sad. But the NBA's rigged.
Nah, but I think even people's shortest relationships last longer than Heat winning right now.
Wow. Wow, that's low.
Not, if you really think about it,
yeah.
I bet you.
I mean, the only relationship I've heard, since nobody believes in love or relationships anymore, is that maybe 6 months or maybe 2 months, you know? That's terrible.
Exactly. No, and look at the married couples. Even my mom has more.
With an annulment.
But even my mom has more rings than LeBron.
That's not sloppy or more.
She got like a good 8 or 9 of them.
You got to amend that statement.
That's terrible.
Nah, Kim K's relationship lasted longer than me. She got more rings than LeBron. I bet you LeBron is going to hit her up later.
Wow.
But I'm just saying though, I can name so many other people who have more rings than LeBron.
Yeah, you're right. Kim K does have more rings, and it's not the ones on her fingers either. So
we all know Kim K probably has more rings than anybody right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, but we gotta keep that one clean on that one. I'm sorry, this may sound very mean. I've seen even toilet seats have more rings than LeBron.
What? Oh shit.
So that says a lot right there. That says a lot alone.
Oh, no.
That says a lot right there about LeBron James.
Like, when he says LeBron James is going to call, and then what?
Oh, no, we got to have a little chat. I don't care.
Yeah,
we're going to
have a little chat.
We just got to have a little chat and be like, how many rings you got? How many rings?
You ain't part of the
50. Exactly. Like, let's go. Get out of here. I got more rings than you. I got two.
Yeah.
How many you have? One.
Go sit in the newbie seat.
Nah, go back to the rookies. Like, college players are probably going to get more rings.
Yeah.
My baby Barbie said she's more rings.
Oh, sure.
Wow.
Wow.
I need more
pink
rings in a Barbie set.
Oh, snap.
Damn.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
So that
means
you're the worst baseball team out there.
I just have a problem with the Heat for this. I am so sick of this fake sensationalism with them comparing LeBron to Michael. Okay, Michael earned it. Michael strived for it. Michael practiced for it. Michael's just great. And if you're going to be big and bold enough to say, I'm the next Michael Jordan, you better back it up. And 3-2 ain't working. I don't know what to tell you. One ring, one little tiny ring, which you got by switching gears, to another team, which Michael never would have did. Michael Jordan stayed with the Bulls till he retired, and he would have never jumped ship because he would enjoy the competition too much. That is what the sports of the game is, the craft, the love, and the passion for the game is.
Yep.
These youngsters don't have it, and LeBron definitely don't qualify. He does not qualify. That is the viewpoint of the host. That is the viewpoint of the host. He'll never, ever, 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 I'll say it again, ever, ever, ever be a Michael Jordan. Never.
No, he won't.
And he needs to recognize that and start focusing on what he can do with his own skills. And if he is going to do some jumping, it better be high enough to stay with another ring and then talk crap. That's all I can tell you. Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
If he wants to be the next Michael Jordan, he has to have his mentality just like Michael Jordan. And that's really impossible. His mentality is nowhere near Michael Jordan. His business aspect is nowhere near Michael Jordan. He can't even think like Michael Jordan. He can't even talk like Michael Jordan. So, no. No, it's never
going to
happen.
He can't even spell Mike.
Little
poor
guy. Put it like that, so forget about it.
But question, though, how many commercials does Michael Jordan have out, and how many does LeBron have?
I haven't seen LeBron. I haven't seen any commercial that LeBron has been in. I've seen Michael Jordan to this day that he retired from the time he started playing basketball all the way to now from advertising Jordans. The first Jordan all the way up to the Hanes underwear, he's still advocating to this day when he retires.
Thank you.
And he did it with charm.
No, can I just say, I think, I know this is messed up, I think even the worst TV shows lasted longer than LeBron getting more rings now.
Oh, shit, man. what's the worst TV show?
I think Jersey Shore was the worst.
Which one?
Jersey Shore.
Yeah, that is the worst.
So that
I'm
lasted
not a Jersey
longer.
Shore fan, that, yeah, I wasn't a big Snooki fan.
I wasn't any of their fans. They need to go sit down.
Yeah, I never watched the show. I heard about it. I had no interest in it whatsoever. It looks corny. It looks stupid. I'm happy it was off the air. I was celebrating.
Well, Katie over here just said the Heat fans need to stay off Facebook because all they do is tweet.
Oh, sure, yeah.
tweet.
Oh, no, they're going to be quiet tomorrow.
No, they're not going to be quiet. They're not saying anything now. They want to pick them there already.
Now, if LeBron fouls out tomorrow, I'm laughing. I will put on Facebook, LeBron needs to go sit down for real. Go home to your wife. I bet you your wife has more rings than you do. I'm just saying.
Damn.
And you can put it in the background. That is the whole thing, folks.
That's the whole thing.
I'm a diehard Knicks fan, but I'll take anything that ain't Miami.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I'll root for the Lakers before I ever root for Miami, and I'm not even a Lakers fan.
Yeah, and inside enough, I actually thought about moving to Florida. I'm not going for a team. I'll be the only one with a Yankee cap on or the New York school. I'll be the only one there with a Yankee cap on. I'll probably pick them up more with a Brooklyn cap, you know? Just in the stadium, just wearing the shit out, you know?
Beep.
But like, if I ever move to Florida, see, I can't do that to myself because of the fact I'd probably get kicked out of every game because I will be there with a Knick jersey on saying go Carmelo on purpose just to piss the Heat fans off. But we're running low on time right now, so it was lovely talking to another Heat basher. I love y'all the most. The Heat fans, they always quiet. Let's go Spurs for y'all. Well, hopefully you call back in on Wednesday for the next loveliness because the finals are tomorrow. So let's see what happens.
Yes, let's see what will happen. Not that I wear a Boston Celtics hat, if I go to Florida. That'll be good.
Well, yeah, that'll do it.
That'll really do it. I'll be. I wear a Boston Celtics hat for that one.
Matter of fact, just wear a Garnett jersey. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
Stay away
from you. Yeah. That's cool. I gotta take off a Bulls hat.
Yeah.
That shows out. Yo, this is Jordan. What? I'm sorry. I like Jordan. I don't know. I remember meeting him years back when I was like, I was in day camp that time. I met him.
Oh, wow.
And he was freaking tall. I felt like a midget next to him. I was around his knees. He's an awesome person.
Well, we got to go. We got to end the show tonight. You know, like I said, I love the Heat Bashers, though.
Yeah.
Y'all are my favorite.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, it's me. It's your host, Katie Barnett. Let me shout out to Marlon Mosley, LaShonda Mosley, Mo Sports Mouth on Facebook, all you Quiet Heat fans, and Miss Megan, who called this evening. I want to take a couple of seconds before we go out to say thank you to Lorraine Benjamin Edwards. She's on Facebook, a very inspirational woman. She's helped contribute to these topics. I want to thank her very much. She's gotten the word out. I want to thank Lady Diamond for joining in on us and making tonight's segments pretty special. Little Miss Megan,
welcome.
I'm proud of you, very proud of you. Until then, everybody, I would like all of you to despite our happy bashing on the sports fan, we respect all people and all players. We just having our fun. And tonight's topic about texting, please be considerate and aware and responsible of other people. This is a very serious situation. Very, very serious situation. People are getting hurt. Other people who are not the texting perpetrators are out there getting hurt. So until then, please be blessed, be a blessing, make a difference, be responsible. See you back here tomorrow at 8.
On the Edge, we'll talk about real issues.